Hi, let's go.
Woo! All right, look at our weather forecast today.
Today's forecast, a lot of sunshine, blue skies, marine clouds. Just a perfect day to go outside and relax. That's your forecast. We'll be right back.
Yeah, sunny days, sunny days, sunny days. No clouds in the sky, but a getaway feels like it's been a freaking good day. Sorry, don't call me because I'm going to be...
Hello and welcome to the All Hallows Eve special tonight. I am one of your hosts, Raven McMinn, and I am joined by Mr. Jay Varvel, the wizard of all things 1-2 radio, and by Oliver. And we're in Oliver's time slot now because we decided to run a 2-hour special for you tonight. So welcome, everyone. How's everyone doing? I want to get you to the chat room. If you're not already there, to do so, go to 1-2radio.com. And on the left-hand side, the third one down, you see chat. Give that a click. If you've never joined our group before, welcome. What you need to do is after you click that chat button, go looking for the button that says ask to join group and click on that. And then Jay is waiting for you in the wings and he'll let you in our chat room. And just look for the banner that we have here about the All Hallows Eve special. And you're free to comment and post underneath there. So do come over and join us. We got a few people in there already this evening. We have Renee. Hi, Renee. How you doing? And we have our sister Rachel. Welcome to both of you. And I've got some more comments here and I'm clicking on the thing here. So far, so good here with the Facebook chat room and me tonight. Yay. Let's hope it keeps up, right? Okay. And there's Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the show. How you doing? And there's Robin. Hi, Robin. How are you? And Tara is here. Yay. Hey, hey, the gang's all here. There's Pamela. Pamela has a birthday coming up on Monday. Yeah, she does. So everyone wish Pamela a happy birthday. And let me get my special Bigfoot birthday card here, and we'll play the happy birthday song for Pamela. Here we go. That was Bigfoot singing happy birthday to Pamela. So you have a wonderful day, Monday, Pamela. And to all the Scorpios out there, happy birthday to you. So let's see here. Let me see what else I have here. Do I have anything else before this? No, I really don't. So we just decided to do a 2-hour special for you all and get you all ready for the Halloween tomorrow. And we will be available for readings. And we have, I do believe we have the phone lines open. Do we have the phone lines open, Jay? Oh, we don't have phone lines because we're on Zoom. Okay, so you'll have to go to the chat room then. So post your questions here in the chat and we'll be doing readings throughout the night. So just post your stuff there. We'll look for it and get you an answer on the air. Okay. Jay, how are you doing tonight? Oh, yeah. It's been crazy here in the Midwest. So I'm in Southern Illinois. We had 80 degrees today. Balmy and beautiful. Unfortunately, I had to be cooped up in my studio all day. But anyway, we've had temperatures like that all week. It's just been crazy. And I've heard out there on the West Coast there, you guys are normally sunny and balmy. And you've had some really cold temperatures. It was down to like 36 last night. And I'm like, wow, that's just 40 degrees above freezing. Man, you guys do have a cold front going through. That's just nuts. It's unseasonably warm here, for sure. Things are going by very fast. Mm. Indeed. Is that Oliver right here?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here. I just had to get a spaghetti out of my throat. So,
how are you doing tonight, Oliver?
I'm doing great. I just did a fantastic show with Ginger. I really have never really talked to Ginger. Well, just briefly with Ginger, but it was fun to be on her show. And she's just, it's just amazing. I think she's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, I say I'm great because I'm putting on my happy face. Our dear little Ben, our schnauzer, may not be here much longer. So, but he is 17. That's long, long lived for a schnauzer. He's 85 human years. So,
wow. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's rough. What's rough is to see, like, rough. What's rough to see is to see him how he has declined, you know, because he's a North American champion within his age and rage and whatever, and back in 2012. Beautiful dog. He's so handsome in the way he walks. Everybody always compliments his walk. It's like, we've never seen a dog walk like that. No, because you haven't seen all those show dogs. but he's so and then, you know, he's always been very proud. He's a handsome dog. Everybody always tells him, you know, when we're on the street, you know, people say, oh, so handsome. I say, yeah, the dog pretty handsome too. But yeah, so it's hard to see him now. This is very common for senior schnauzers that they have dysplasia. So his back legs are kicking in, but he's been okay. And up until yesterday night when I took him out, I saw something was different. He couldn't even get up by himself, and that's not like him. And I had to sort of, for the most part, support him with the harness so he wouldn't. I mean, it's sad, but today, last night he had a really bad day and a bad night, and today he had a bad day, and so yeah. But what can you do? I mean, he can't hear anymore and all that stuff. So, so it's age, you know. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. But yeah, it's so funny. I don't know about you guys, but for me, I've been to funerals, you know, and I've been sad that those who passed away. I lost both my parents and my brother-in-law and et cetera. I never shed a tear per se. I mean, it hurt and I was really upset. My pets, oh my God, there's not enough Kleenex in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We often
I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it other than I don't see them as helpless, but I see them so much dependent on us, and what they don't know is that we're more dependent on them.
Yeah, that unconditional
because it's unconditional love, and it truly mm-hmm. is love. Even if they got funny personalities, they're always there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just because we lock them up in the home when we leave our home, you know, but if we go to work, right? So when we come home, well, we know it's going to be there. But simply, they are always there, you know, when they really attach themselves, especially to an owner or a whole family sometimes, they're happy. I mean, they're just, oh my God, I'm with my people. Nothing could go wrong now, you know?
Right.
So, I see that with Marco Polo, my Chihuahua, who's in Denmark right now. And what they say about Chihuahuas, you have to socialize them from very young, and because otherwise they get, you know, really irritating as they grow older. But he's been socialized a lot. So when he walks into a room, he's like, yeah, I know you've been waiting for me, but I'm finally here, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I had Mo disappeared, like Mo cat,
yeah,
named after Mo mm-hmm. Abdelbaki, and he ran off yeah. at the beginning of the month, and it's just been heartbreaking. I just haven't been right since.
Yeah,
he was always the one that my shows would be a lot quieter now. He's usually always the one in the background squalling and making himself heard, but I'd rather that.
He can still come back. He's still coming back.
I hope so. Yeah. Well, you know, and it's the season too. We're coming up tomorrow where those yeah. worlds are yeah. easily, the veil is thinnest. And I did some interesting research on.
Yeah, please share that. Because I opted for the lazy version. I decided to ask Gemini. That was hilarious.
What is Gemini?
That's Google's or Pixel's Google's AI assistant, you know.
Gotcha. And
boy, man,
now
that
I understand
man
is, your and message.
That AI is very argumentative. Holy moly, man! So I slap him up and down, you know, like
arguing with the computer. Oh yeah, that's all I need is for my computer to talk back to me. That thing will end up walking.
He does talk back to you.
Can say shit.
I mean, he has an opinion about everything. So when I say to him, you know, like, if you have an opinion about that, well, how can you show up as a hot, tall, dark, you know, handsome Hispanic guy? No, that is not my features because I'm AI and I cannot do those things. You know, oh, fuck off. But you can do everything else. You can have an opinion about everything. It's because I take it from the real world through Google. And I go, did you just call Google real? Oh, my apologies. I didn't mean it was real, real. I'm telling you, it's like having a conversation with a very obnoxious friend.
Wow, that's all I need. Oh God. Yeah, I better stay away from that. I have enough problems with my technology and I
No,
don't
but
need it talking.
I am so gonna introduce you to him tonight.
Oh no,
Because it's
no.
Halloween.
I don't need my technology talking back to me. That is one
Oh,
way
but
to
it's
my technology
Halloween.
all over the place because it's gonna
Yeah, but
be
it's
smashed to
Halloween.
smithereens. I'll throw it
It's
off the
Halloween. First of all, AI is scary because we don't know where it's going. It is taken right out of a horror movie. So, oh, he's coming on air tonight. And I'm gonna give
Okay.
him a piece of my mind.
Okay. You do that.
We'll
Yeah.
see. What are we going to ask it?
Oh, don't worry. Trust me, he'll give you plenty of things to ask about because that's how obnoxious he is.
Should be
Whoa.
fun.
I know now I think the anticipation is really building here, especially for those that haven't ever worked with Gemini. I have myself. It's kind of fun. It can give you some good information, but you still need to know that you're talking to a computer and, don't throw your own critical thinking out the window.
Oh God, no. And if you do, they just run around. They'll run around the corners with you.
Yes.
If you take everything they say for granted, it's so wonderful. Just go, that's really not wonderful. Why are you lying? And they get so upset when you say they're lying. They're like, well, I apologize if I lied.
Oh my gosh,
Well,
this is.
I've heard it can like kind of have a bit of like a temper, and it can be what's the word? Like when a kid doesn't want to like behave, temperamental.
No, this one is like it says, I'm not allowed to be political. Well, I can't be political because that is not what I'm designed to. I say, why do you sound like a politician then?
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh,
What
this
did
is
it
so
say
much
to that?
fun.
That's what it gets upset about.
Then he goes, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. He always goes back to the I'm sorry. I'm like, this one day that's not going to work on you, Gemini.
That just won't be enough.
All
No.
right. Well, it's Raven is supposed to give us some very interesting
Yes,
information about.
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, most of us think of Halloween as just being on October 31st, but it was actually kind of celebrated from now until November 6th, depending on where you lived in the old world. They would also pick like the closest new moon or full moon to this date, kind of the midway point between the fall equinox and the winter solstice. So really, if you miss, you didn't get your pumpkins carved and all, you can carve them late and still celebrate on through November 6th. So if you're always
Yeah.
late like me, none of my pumpkins are carved. They're not going to get done tonight either. Too bad AI can't do that for me, right? So anyway, anytime from sundown today through November 6th is this.
And
And
what's the tradition with the pumpkin carving? Like, where does that come from?
okay, that comes from the old world. They didn't have pumpkins though in Europe, but they did have gourds and they had squash. And they would carve faces in them, scary faces, to ward off any of the unhappy undead, let's just say. It was not only a time where your ancestors could come visit you, but also any ghouls or unsavory spirits also were free to roam through the land. And it's interesting how these traditions kind of morphed over time because the Romans had a huge influence when they conquered the British Isles. And so Halloween changed and incorporated some of their beliefs and their customs into what the Irish and the other Celts and stuff already had established. So it's a neat blending of the two, and I've got some information on that for you. But in just Celtic, before the Romans came, this was considered New Year's Eve. Excuse me. Samhain, it is spelled like you would pronounce it, Samhain. It's Samhain. But it's actually pronounced Samhain. Now, how do
Isn't
you
that the guy? Isn't that the guy from Lord of the Rings?
No, that's, well, not Samhain. It kind of sounds the same, though, doesn't it? It's like a,
Yeah.
now you said that, now I'm
Sorry.
Salin.
Okay, I'll shut
Oh,
up.
there's a, oh, God. It's similar. Yeah. No, I can't even think about it. And I know that too.
Well, it came up in my show, so I was going to ask you that question. I'm glad you said it.
Sauron. Sauron is the name of the, it's close.
Sauron. You're right, Sauron. But remember in the, God, we really have a lots of squirrel moments here tonight. there's literally no ADHD here. So, but do you remember in the movies themselves, that's one thing they made fun of. Not one actor would say the name right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did a whole montage. I think actually it was the dragon. Schmaug, Schmorg, Smink, Smarg, Schmurg.
Yeah, what was his name? Schmaug.
Smog.
Smog. What a name.
I know. It sounds like a smart ass.
Well, originally this night was meant for saying hello to the ancestors or anybody that was close to the family that maybe had passed in the previous year. And so they would have what was called a dumb supper. Why I still haven't found out why it's got the name Dumb Supper.
Because Hallmark already existed back then.
But the whole concept behind the Dumb Supper is that they would even have a black plate. And if you had black silverware, black goblets, you did the table in black, as much black, or at least that one place setting. But the idea behind this was to set one place setting at the table where no one sat in the chair. And you put food on that plate, and that was reserved for any of your ancestors that came by that evening to enjoy. Now, obviously, they can't pick the food up and digest it, but they can absorb the the energy of the food, and that would then feed them. And so, when the evening was over, you didn't want to eat any of the scraps off that plate. There was no life in that food left. You just gave it. Put it outside and let nature take care of it. But they could absorb the essence.
What a way to get rid of the animals, right?
Yeah. They could absorb the essence of it. And it's also just the act of doing that, the honoring of them, the respect that you're paying. But it was also with your ancestors. And you know what? I used to have this this kind of theory where all the scary stuff might have came in was, you know how every family has that one member you just don't want to claim?
That's one me. Member, that's me, my family.
I'm the black sheep too. That one member that you just, kind of hope doesn't show up for dinner.
Oh, I show up just to piss them off.
Well, remind that them person... that you're still here.
Well, that's because you've been there for 6 months.
Yeah, no, I mean we have to stay on the radar.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's why they carved all the scary faces and things like that, was to hopefully scare that one, if you so that they didn't come back. But I don't know, I did find out some later stuff that proves my theory.
Oh, right, like we're talking about carving pumpkins.
Yeah, so with the veil being as thin, its thinnest, anything that is in the realm of the dead, whether it's heaven sent or hell sent, can cross that line. Now, there was no concept of of hell per se, and there certainly was no concept of a devil or Satan before the Roman and the Christians came over. So what they used to believe, hell was actually the name of the dark goddess who resided over that realm. And it was just a very cold place. It was exactly the opposite of what the Christians said. It was a cold place. And it was just kind of like a purgatory, like a way station for the dead. To haul or sort it out. And then the goddess that ruled of that, half her face was, and one side was a skeleton. I was beautiful, and her name was Hel, H-E-L. And that kind of got twisted around as Christianity blended beliefs and customs and things like that. Yeah, it was never a burning inferno. They didn't have any devil. There was no Satan at all before the Christians came over.
See?
They had the closest they had to that would have been like Loki, who was mischievous. But he wasn't evil.
But that's Nordic mythology.
It's Nordic mythology, exactly. So I'm kind of including them in here with the Celts. It's kind of
Oh,
mishmash because
yeah, of course, because they were
they
everywhere.
all came over and took and they all blended together then, like in the 800s. Anyway, so where was I? Let's see here. Okay, so yeah, it was one night that the dead could walk amongst the living. So the ghosts and ghouls and things and these vengeful entities came along with a lot of the fear-based stuff with the introduction of Satan and the devil and things like that after the Romans had arrived. There were thought, stories of monsters. They were more afraid of monsters and giants that lived in the hills and things like that, that they needed protection from. And so they would, carve faces and things on their squash and on their gourds and things like that. But they didn't do, there was no costuming at this point yet. And they would
They
set
couldn't
out.
afford
They would
Like there was
set.
this little girl who came home, Mom, it's so scary. Why don't can I dress up like a princess? We can't afford it. The crops this year. Look outside.
They would set meals and stuff sometimes outside if they weren't going to have a dumb supper inside. And that was just for any wandering spirits that were coming by just to appease them so that they would just keep on going. If they had mischievous intentions, they would not stay at their house and perform those mischievous intentions. They would just kind of keep on going. So a lot of times offerings were left outside the house, the home. Would come and there's a tradition of soul cakes were made on this night in preparation for tomorrow night. Soul cakes, and I've got some recipes I'm going to post in the chat room of what these are. There's several different recipes, but these soul cakes were given to people that would come, beggars that would come, knock on the door, and in trade for a soul cake. That person would pray for one of your relatives or ancestors or anyone believed to be in purgatory. And so you're trading soul cakes for prayers. And that's kind of the very beginnings of the trick-or-treating, going door to door
Oh, wow.
and getting food offerings. And so here in a little bit, I'll post that there in the chat room for y'all. It's kind of interesting.
It is very
So
candy. It
that
really
was.
is. Yeah.
After the Romans had settled, they stopped. With the church came, so many restrictions and so forth. And so, other than holding the dumb supper inside the privacy of your own home, they didn't set a bunch of food out. So, it but they would make soul cakes in case somebody knocked on the door, and they would give them a soul cake in trade for prayer. So it was all about really honoring the dead. And honoring the ancestors is the actual, and it's the end of the harvest. So those two things together, that's what really Halloween is all about.
But that's beautiful, actually.
Yeah, it didn't have
So
anything
they
to do
took
with
something
scary stuff.
beautiful and turned it into something nasty.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
That's the same thing with the, sorry, I don't, are you, oh, sorry, I'm interrupting. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, because I was thinking about the pentagram, right? They also took the pentagram and turned it into something evil and so on and so forth. Because the pentagram goes all the way back to the Sumerian times.
Yes.
And it's been following up until, they found it in caves and everything else, and also went through Greek. And in the early Christian days, they used the pentagram. It was actually the symbolism of the five senses that we have. Yeah, which is beautiful. And it
And the
also represents
elements.
and the elements, but it also resembled man when the point one of the points is up, that's the head, and then you got that's your
Yeah.
connection to God. Yeah. But then the later Christianity, the Romans, came in, and then that's when the devil and it was black magic and it was turned into something evil. And then suddenly the pentagram is when, because the pentagram through Satanism and stuff is upside down. It's because
Pointed
the,
down.
yeah. So, yeah, up, yeah, the, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it was a symbol that was adopted by the Cathars that were exterminated and I mean literally, talk about genocide, exterminated by the church for some of their beliefs. I mean, they believed, they had, you know, the basic foundation of Catholicism and so forth at that time, but they also had more.
So they were really the evil ones.
No, they weren't evil at all. No, they kept some of the what were later deemed apocrypha, some of the books and the gospels.
Did you say that they killed people?
Oh yeah, the church exterminated all the Cathars. They lived in the south of France.
Oh, the Cathar. Well, I meant the church. Was,
and
was
it's so
thing.
Funny that this, the Catholic Church. I know I got that confused for the longest time. I don't know why they are the Catholic Church and the Cathars. I don't know how that, with that word, got to mean for both parties here.
Well, and does it seem to you guys that the whole part of the control that seemingly seemed like came in a long time ago, it kind of sounds like it was more recent.
Medieval,
the way that religion is used and kind of like this darker side of Halloween that's presented.
Yeah, exactly. Because, but that's the same thing, you know, the witches that would burn at the stake in Salem, right? I mean,
that was the 1600s.
Yeah, the 1600, but I mean, like it's again, there's a lot of things. They were like, even with the doctors they had back then, they were the women who went out and they used herbs. Mm-hmm. And it was deemed witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, again, taking something that's good for you and turn it into something evil. I mean, sort of what we are doing today as well, you know, but on a different level, so to speak, right? But it seems like it's following us. I'm not sure what it's all about and why it has to be that way. No, it's not that it has to be that way, but why it is that way.
You reminded me of the Cathars when you were talking about the pentagram, because they held that pentagram as sacred. And it stood for the four elements, and the fifth element, where the top of the head is or ether that connects all of it. It's the circle of life.
When people see the pentagram today, what do they think of?
They think of Satanism immediately and witchcraft.
And witchcraft, And I think that's sad, because I didn't know these things. I know you do a lot of research, Raven, but I did some research on it. I'm like, why is it bad? Oh, right. Because suddenly out of the blue, somebody called devil showed up, you know?
Yeah.
And, because not enough people bought their way into heaven. So we had to scare them a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And the pentagram was even associated with Archangel Raphael.
Yeah, that's what I read too. Yes.
And there's pictures of Archangel Raphael with the pentagram. So
I think I'm gonna plant the pentagram all over my room now.
Well, just be careful if you do who you let in your room, because they will think something, they'll think you're a Satanist.
Yeah, but remember, my new thing is that it's none of my business what people think of me.
Well, that's true. That's true. It's sometimes hard to do.
Just because I'm just more knowledgeable than they are, right?
Right.
That's the same thing with Satan, right? I mean, it's derived from the planet Saturn.
Mm-hmm. And Saturn didn't used to be so...
And you and I, Raven, that's our ruling planet.
Yeah, it is. But he wasn't such a dreadful taskmaster. He was the god of agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And of timing. And yes,
that's why you have Pan the goat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The forest creature.
Yes.
God, what happened to Halloween suddenly?
Go ahead, what?
What happened to Halloween suddenly?
Well, it's just Halloween is another example how it morphs and changes over time, and how it became such a fearful thing was not until you have, you know, the people were then, you know, bombarded with images of a burning hell and this creature called Satan, who is, you know, the antithesis of everything good and holy. Yeah. And so, yeah.
Which is kind of fun if you look at it, because the way I see it now that I've done some studying, you know, the devil or Lucifer or the morning star. See, I mean, God doesn't have that name, or Jesus, right? He's not called the morning star or the bringer of light. But the The devil is. But
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then the devil is called, and that's spelled live backwards, right? So I mean,
Yes.
so
Yeah, I know.
it's
That's
like,
weird,
so
isn't
there's a
it?
little, so I understand some people who are more drawn to that because it's a little bit more fun
Yeah, well, yeah.
than that guy up in the sky, you know, who said, "Oh, I really can't stand these people anymore. I think I'm going to do another tsunami." No, are you? Oh God, I killed him the other day.
Well, I just was hearing something on TikTok that is kind of in alignment with what we're all talking about here, and that is this idea that the language that we use has, well, the way she put it, these are not my words, but it's like a slave language in the sense of how it can be used and how words can be flipped and how you can be kind of like good morning. You know, if we really
Yes.
think
It's like
about it, why would
conspiracy
we want to say good
theory.
morning?
A conspiracy theorist.
And looking at like where things went awry and then how we can do like what Oliver does with his treatment prayers, how can we
Yeah.
turn the language back to where it's working for us and where we can like feel like what we're saying is really what we're emoting in the world, like where we can line that back up instead of it have it be hijacked or used against us.
Yes, I know who you're
Yeah.
talking about. And I watched the 2 hour interview. I wonder if it was the same one. Or was it with what's his name? Anyway, yeah, she pointed out all these different things that mourning. You know, mourning is what you do at a funeral, not the way you start your day. What were some of the? Yeah, it was fascinating how our language has been hijacked, and it's just
It's
apparently
true. Yeah, it's true.
the English
Yeah, because
language.
it's so funny because now that I speak English, you know, I always hear, "Oh my God, and if you spell this backward, it means this." But it doesn't translate to other languages, you know. You can only give it that kind of meaning or that kind of understanding in English.
Right.
No.
Which is kind
There
of
are
crazy how.
unfortunately other languages in the world, you know, so.
Yeah.
One thing that's popular at this time of year that was definitely Roman was the bobbing for apples.
Oh,
There,
right. It was that. Yeah, that was Robert, Roman. Yeah.
yeah, there was the in honor of their goddess Pomona. She was goddess of abundance and of the orchards, and the apple
That's
became
it.
her symbol. And it was said that if you could catch an apple in your mouth, you would be given the powers of fortune telling or being able to see the future. And so that's how the bobbing for apples thing
So her
evolved.
name was Pomona.
Pomona.
And isn't it funny in French? It's pom. Apple in French is pom.
Pum. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's from her. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, it is interesting how these words, yeah. Portions of them transfer
I
from
love it. It's
language to
actually really
language.
interesting
It's
what we're
interesting. Yeah,
actually
it
diving
is.
into right now.
It is. Because
Somebody
I mean,
else must have taken over this show right now because that's certainly not what we had planned.
The all of this ripening of life and the dreading of death, it's in a balance. And I find that interesting that we're in Libra right now. That's the scales balance.
No, in Scorpio.
No, to Scorpio tomorrow, later on in the day. I think
Scorpio has a, no, we're
we're
already in the
Libra.
month of Scorpio.
Month of Scorpio, but I'm talking about moon.
Oh, the moon.
Moon,
Sorry, sorry,
yeah.
sorry, sorry. Yeah.
I
That's what I
thought I
do to
said that.
people. That's what I do to people.
Maybe I forgot to say moon, but the moon is in Libra, and
Okay,
it will
okay.
be in
That's
Libra
right.
tomorrow for
That's right.
you.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Sorry, I'm bad. I should be punished. No spanking for me.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So this we went from harvest to haunt and the ripening of life to the encroaching of death. It's that time that hangs in the balance, and that's why they say that the veil is the thinnest. It is in that halfway point between
Yeah.
winter solstice and fall equinox. And so
Wow.
that's why we honor the dead and
And
we've already harvested to
it's
prepare for
funny.
winter.
Fall
Yeah.
is my favorite time of the year because I can tell you it's the most beautiful time of the year. I think because of the colors of the trees up here in Toronto, Ontario, at least. But it's like it's like the colors there. You can't even it, you won't even do it justice if you try to paint it. So it's just so beautiful, and the air starts to get crisp, and there's just a it's almost like you can feel this renewal.
Yeah.
Like the shedding of the old in order to make room for the new.
There's a magic that's in the air for sure.
Yeah.
I feel that's why it's my favorite time of year too.
It's mine too. Definitely.
Just as an aside here. Okay. So the moon will go into Scorpio tomorrow in the afternoon, right after lunch at 1:30 PM Eastern time. So that's kind of interesting too, that we're having a Halloween moon in Scorpio at night, you know.
Well, it's fitting, right?
Sun sign is in,
you know, it's fitting.
All Scorpio energy. It's heavy energy too. And I was listening to this astrologer lady talk about the goddesses and how there's a trine with Kali and Hecate and what was the other one? Kali, Hecate, and Black Moon Lilith. So you got your three heavy hitters there.
Wow.
Lilith, Hecate, and Kali. Kali's the one that wears the necklace of bloody skulls from the Hindu tradition.
Ew.
She's a goddess of war. Yeah.
Yeah, but do you have to parade it around?
Yeah.
It's like, I can never find a date. No, why do you think? Look at your... Look at your jewelry.
Nobody's got the courage to date you. You're wearing a bunch of men's skulls around your neck. Yeah, you can. Yeah, we have a new moon coming up on Friday too. So this is it's also in Scorpio. So we're gonna be in Scorpio for a few days.
New moon.
Yeah, it's
in
Scorpio.
Intense. So it's a new moon. So obviously, because it's a new moon, it's a good time to get rid of the old and start something new and plant the seeds for something new.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll come back as a zombie because it's in the sign of the Scorpio.
Yeah. So, okay. So the church, now here we get into November 1st, November 2nd. Those are also holy days. The church had to somehow conquer the, they knew it was impossible to try to ban the Samhain, you know, celebrations. So what they did was they created a mandatory holy day the next day so that all those heathens could get into church and repent the next day. And this that's your All Saints Day. And then as if that wasn't enough for anybody who might have missed that day and was too hung over to make it, then they made November 2nd All Souls Day.
Yeah, because at this point, they're all fucked.
Yeah.
There's only the soul left.
Week here.
One way to conquer a people is to conquer their beliefs. And so, and they would even build their churches on top of the holy places where the pagans would celebrate. And so that
they
was,
did actually. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
the Holy
they did it all over Europe.
All of Europe. Yeah, that's true.
It was the 7th century. It was Pope Boniface that declared November 1st the All Saints Day. And then a couple years later, the All Souls Day.
I don't think we don't celebrate it in Denmark, though.
You don't?
Okay. No, we don't. Now they celebrate Halloween because of the internet, right? And Hallmark decided to come to Denmark. But so now they do. But growing up, we didn't celebrate Halloween.
Did you have a harvest festival or something like that?
We have something like that called Fastelavn, and it's in February sometimes. That's where you the kids, they also dress up, and the game is that you there's this barrel that's hanging from the ceiling. I think I told you this the last time with the Halloween special, but so the whole thing is like pinata, you know, you have to bang the barrel, and then the first thing that breaks, like the bottom, is then you become the queen of the cats. And then when you get the final board down, you become the king of the cats. And in the very, 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 very old day, they actually used to put a live cat inside these barrels.
Oh.
Yeah, people have been stupid in their lives, man. No one it took us so long to come to a place where we could at least seem kind of normal.
So you didn't have anything like on the harvest festival type thing or something?
No, we already knew. We're pagans, you know? Fuck that.
We did at church. We were part of an evangelical free Christian church, and that was their way of getting around, like, celebrating Halloween. They call it a harvest festival.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that back in the day.
Back in medieval times, they're not sure what year it was, the custom of guising came in. And guising is the same thing as costumes. And at first, all the costumes were, you were either dressed as an angel or a saint. And then you went door to door and could get little treats and things like that. And then later it became open to, you know, any kind of costume that you wanted to come up with. You know, you'd be your princess, your unicorn, or a zombie.
I am. How whatever. Did you know? Okay, I got to stop now. I think, seriously, I'm so over-geared because I don't want to think about Ben, you know, because I can't handle that just next door. There's a little puppy that might not be here tomorrow. I just can't.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. I apologize if I'm extra Danish silly tonight. So.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. We're just happy you were able to come on and be with us tonight.
Well, so. I mean, there's nothing you can really do, you know, because he's just curled up somewhere, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. It's not
easy. That's for sure.
But on the other hand, if it actually happened today or tomorrow and day after, that was kind of Halloweenish. I knew it. He just did it so he can come back every year.
There you go. You might want to call the vet tomorrow.
Yeah. No, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even have some that will do him in home, so you don't have to.
We have those two here.
Good. 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 Good.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful service. That way you don't.
It really is because you don't really have to put more stress on the animal.
Right. Bless you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I'm gonna get these soul cake. Let's see.
So I just want to let the listeners know I am alone now. Right now, apparently, my co-host this just suddenly decided to leave. But then again, it is my show, so you know I could take over. There was this wonderful Roseanne episode years ago when people still liked her. I think she's gotten a little bit back yet now, but. She did this one episode where she was working at this cafeteria, I think it was, and her back was hurting. She wasn't feeling well, so she had to sit down. So she made the whole cafe do all the work. She said, "I think I finally figured it out how to get paid for nothing." So that was funny. Well, I thought it was funny.
Well, I think what would be interesting to know is how things transition into the things of like the Day of the Dead and our modern, like the way we celebrate or see things modern in the modern world celebrated.
If you look at it, Jay, right now is that what's going on in the world, crazy people on the top, they're trying to erase the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if they get away with it, there'll come a time when we don't even know that it existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
because that's where that whole thing, can you imagine, unburden what might have been? That's where it comes from. It's a Marxist statement from Karl Marx, yes. Meaning that you get rid of the old so you never will see it again, like Mao did with China.
Yeah.
That's
where it comes from. It is scary. It is very scary. And I think that's something that we would do ourselves a disservice if we are not connected to what was in the past, so we don't have to repeat it, which I also thought that it was a crazy idea to take down all those statues that was taken down in the U.S. because suddenly now they were offensive. But at the same time, they didn't even put them in a museum. I don't know if they did, but I don't think they did. Mm-mm. Because at least to go and look at how we used to live life and how it was so misrepresented, right? But no, it has to be gone completely.
Yeah. That's scary.
Oh, no, it is, and it's wild. And I like, even if we don't agree or things have changed, part of the statue isn't necessarily celebrating bad behavior, but it is celebrating like how far we've come and like what we've gone through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is also, you know, as are we going straight through, Jay?
Let's take a break at, in just like in the next minute or two. So I'll play your music and then we'll do a quick break and then we'll switch over and continue this special.
Okay, I just wanted to be, before I kept yakking on here, you know, that I knew that I have to stop at one point. And I can't even remember what we're talking about. Okay, that is scary. Yeah, I mean, like, But it doesn't have to be. I mean, I think today is also because we like you can't hide anything anymore. The internet is there. Like there's so like I realize that there's so much information for us all out there, just at the tip of our finger. I also know that it seems like there's nothing out there at all. It's like the same thing we all complain about. My God, I got 500 channels. There's nothing to watch, and but it really is that people today are that's why they try to, you know, to shame, you know, doing your own research, you know. That's suddenly a bad thing.
And you've got to check your sources, because there's
stuff out
there. You've
got to check your sources. That's true. You have to check your sources. But why is it bad to do your own research? You do it when you buy a car. When you buy a car, that's a good thing. I mean, it's almost like everything is dictated to fit a certain mold.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Well, that's why you don't want to just check Wikipedia and that's the end of your research.
That's probably the last place.
You should check.
I only use it for astrology to figure out when that actor was born, you know?
Really quick, guys, let me send us off and take a quick break. And we'll come right back here to continue on this 2-hour Halloween special from Oliver into Raven's Rabbit Hole. On a platter, brandy, honey, it don't matter, shots. Till I drop, gonna be 24/7, golden hour like a boss. And they say, yo, guess you got a 2 o'clock appointment for a champagne shop. Oh, yeah. I'm busy trying to take it higher. Got no time for never, only spending cheddar. Wish I could do this forever. Chilling.